to all my peoples. I got a little story to tell. Straight from the ghetto. Some of y'all gon' feel it, some of y'all ain't. Don't matter. Still gon' tell it. Cause I heard a long time ago that a change was gon' come. And I know you've been waiting on it. They never saw me coming. That's the way it is. So we here to take you on a joyride to the new millennium, baby. Bow down to a new way of life.
Okay, let me just fade that out here like that. Yes, we're nice and professional here, aren't we? There's no big station here. I haven't got like racks of equipment here. No, there's just me, a couple of PCs, bit of equipment, and a little manual fade button I've got here. So, just bear with us. Anyway, right, forget it. Hey, welcome to the first broadcast from the Havoc Freenet radio station. This is your host, Deathmay, speaking, and I'm going to be here. I'm going to tell you a little bit about us, a bit about the station, a bit about what you can expect from it all. Okay, some of the time you may hear me go like a little bit away like this, and a little bit over to this side like this. Okay, that's because I've got a really crap microphone here. So, don't worry about that. You're just going to have to bear with us through these technical difficulties while we get all the bits and pieces sorted out. Okay, that's enough about this. Let's tell you a bit about the station. The station, as I say, it's called a Havoc Freenet radio station. So, what are we? Well, let's first tell you what we're not. We're not a 24-hour music radio station. You know, there's a lot of stations out there. All they do is they broadcast looped music, looped MP3s all day, all night. The same ones. You know, every couple of weeks, maybe you get a new MP3, you get the latest hit that they decide to rip from their CDs. You know, that's not what we're about. What we are, we're a CNET radio station. We broadcast information. That's what we do. Not music, we broadcast information. No, actually, I'm lying. We're going to broadcast a bit of music. I'll come back to that. But basically, we're a scene-centered station. I've said the scene. What is the scene? Okay, you may know what that is, you may not. I'm going to assume that you don't at the moment. So, the scene is basically people using their PCs for fun, for their own enjoyment, using it because that's what they want to do. The scene's made up of a lot of people. You find them all over the place. The scene used to be, it used to come from all the boards, all the old BBSs, but now it's just moved on to the net. Mainly on IRC, you'll find a lot of people. When I use the word scene, that's the pure word of the pure meaning of the word scene. When I use the word scene, I basically mean the normal scene and the whole computer industry at large. Okay, I mean all the security professionals, all the network engineers, all those kind of guys, all those kind of fields. You know, I'm not just talking about demo coders, demo groups, and all that. I'm talking about you know, Windows. Yeah, Windows. We're going to talk about Windows, right? So that's like lost all of our Linux listenership. But hey, what the hell? You know, we're going to talk about everything on here. So yeah, Linux people, come back. Come on, we're going to talk about that at some point when we get somebody that wants to talk about Linux on here. Yeah, anyway. Notice I went nice and quiet at the end there because, you know, we need some people on here to talk about other things, shall we say. We need to widen the knowledge base, as it were. We'll come back to that in a minute. I want to talk about getting people on here soon. I'm going to come back to that in a second. So, anyway, that's the scene. We're a scene radio station. Now you know what the scene is, you should know what we're about. Let's clarify this a bit more. Like I say, we're not a 24-hour music MP3 station. We're not. When I say we're a technical station. When I say we're aimed at the scene, we're not aimed at beginners. All right, we're not aimed at like the newbies, the lamers that come onto the scene, and they don't know what they're doing. They don't know anything they're talking about. And if you're coming on this station, you're expecting to find step-by-step tutorials on, I don't know, how to crack IIS or how to break into websites or whatever. You're not going to find that here. You're not going to find it from a basic level. We're not. You've probably been down your bookshops and you've seen those for dummies books. Everyone everywhere in the world must have these big yellow for dummies books. Yeah, you can just see it out there, you know, like net radio for dummies. No, we're not a radio station on the net for dummies. Don't expect that, okay? If you are one of these guys that doesn't know a lot about it all, but you want to tune in, you want to learn about these kind of things, then by all means, stick with us. You never know what you may find, and we will do our best to help you out, all right? But I'll say I said it before, I'll say it again, we're not aimed at the beginners. So that's all I can say about it, really. I'm sorry, but the scene is what it is, you know. There's not beginners on the scene as such. This station is run by seniors, and we aim beginners. We're not going to talk for beginners. Sorry about that, guys. Right, hang on, just pause while I just drink some water here, because I'm thirsty, all right? Talking, big trouble. One second, right? Yeah, that was professional, wasn't it? Okay. Yes. So, that's what we're not. What are we? Well, we're... I'll say it again. We're a CNET radio station. Have you got that yet? Yeah, I'll say that a couple of times. Basically, we're here to try and further the understanding of all the areas of the scene. That means we're here for the sceners, we're here for the coders, the web designers, the security specialists, the network sysadmins, the grey hats, the hackers, and the script kiddies. Yeah, we're here for the script kiddies as well. Well, why shouldn't they have some information? You know, if the script kiddies get some information and it makes them that little bit better and it makes them understand what they're doing when they run somebody else's exploit, then maybe they'll be able to go away, design their own exploit, and... well, make it good for the rest of us, you know. These are all arguments I'm going to get into depth later on. All right, I'm going to go into really in-depth later on another slot, probably. This slot here that I'm doing, like I said at the start, is just to give you a basic overview of what the station is. So I've said a lot of areas there. You're probably sitting there, you're thinking, well, hell, I know you, or hell, I don't know you, but there's no way you can cover all that. You're partly right, all right? I can't cover all of that. There's no way that I know everything about everything out there, although sometimes I'd have you believe different because I'm that kind of guy. No, like I say, I can't cover it all. So we're going to have guest speakers on here. Guest speakers, well, we've already lined up some web developers, lined up some graphics guys, some sceners, some network guys, some coders, some hackers, you know, all those kind of people, the kind of people that do what they do all day, every day. These are the guys we're going to have on here talking about their specialist subjects, giving you the in-depth look into what they do. Okay, that may sound like a lot, but it's not enough. You know, we need more than that. We need you to come on the air and talk about your subject. As I said at the start, it's the Havoc Freenet Radio Station, okay? Your subject. The Freenet Radio Station means it's your subject. What's your subject? Anything you want. The only provision, right, it's technical, okay? This station isn't just limited to, like, computer shit. Okay, no way. Not just limited to computer stuff. It's also going to like cover the technology as a whole. If you go and look at our website, what's our website? www.thehavoc.co.uk. You should already know that. If you found this broadcast, you're already there. So, you know. But go and look on our website. There's a complete list of the categories on there. Under the submissions section, go look down the left-hand side at the links. You'll see that's pages on the left-hand side. Links is on the right. Yeah, look down the pages list, and you'll see submissions. Go into that link there, and you'll be able to see exactly what we take on here. Like I say, it's not just computers; it's technology as a whole. So, if you want to come on here and talk about how 3G mobile is going to work, what UMTS even. Yeah, let's try and talk English for once. What UMTS is going to mean to us all, video phones, how they're going to work. Let's say, get away from phones a minute, cable TV, how does digital TV work? How can you crack digital TV? Anything, really. As long as it's technology, and as long as you're not bluffing, as long as you know what you're talking about, come on here, talk to us about it, right? That's good news, that's what we want. We need as many people on here as we can, okay? This station is for you. It's for the people, by the people, to the people. Everything for the people. You know what I mean. You've heard that speech before. I have a dream or something. Okay, good. So you want to get involved, or either that, or you just want to get me the hell off the air so something else is being broadcast. Fair enough. To do that, you're going to need to contact us. That's the hardest part. Oh, yeah, this is hard. So to do that, you can do two things. Okay, you can go to our website. That's www.thehavoc.co.uk. The Havoc, THEHAVOK. Thehavoc.co.uk. Go there. Down the left-hand side on the links, you'll see email us. Click on that. Send us an email. You'll also see submit, something like that, down the left-hand side. I'm not looking at the website right now, although I did just write it yesterday. So I've got a really good memory. No, it's submit. Yeah, down the left-hand side, you'll see submit. Click on that. There's some links in there. You can send us an email and whatnot. If going to the website, if loading up your browser and dialing up the net and clicking on like three buttons is far too much trouble for you, then you can just click on another few buttons and send us an email. So load up your email program, whatever. Send us an email to netradio@thehavoc.co.uk. netradio@thehavoc.co.uk. Once you send us an email, we'll read it, which is always a good start, and we'll get back to you and sort out. Well, whatever. I mean, if it's an inquiry, then we'll try and sort you out with an answer. If you want to submit something, we'll sort you out with the technical details. That's one thing, okay? Don't worry about your setup. If you want to get on the station, don't worry about your setup. Anyone with any kind of system will be on here, okay? There's only one rule, basically. If you can record your voice to disc, that's all we need. If you can record your voice to disc. Even if you can't contribute, okay, whether that's because of time, of you've got nothing to say of any interest, or you think it's not of any interest, I'm sure it is, all right? There's people out there that I've been talking to trying to get on this station. They say, hey, hell, what do I know? What have I got to talk about? You know, I'm not even a senior, so she knows who this is. So I said, well, you know, talk about the scene from the point of view of a non-senior. And they go, yeah, all right, cool. So, you know, if you just need an idea, send us an email, get in touch, and then we'll see what we can do for you. Yes, like I say, even if you can't contribute, still contact us. There's two reasons that you want to contact us. Number one, you want to contact us because you can't contribute directly to the radio station, but you can contribute information. You can send us text files, you can send us Word docs without macro viruses. Thank you. That would be really nice, okay? I don't want to have to stop email scanning all my mail, which I do already, so don't get any damn hints, people. Send us an email with a text file, link, whatever, web link, HTML, I don't care. Just send us an email with all your information in it. We'll have a browse through it, and we'll put it on the air for you. Even if it's your information, or if it's information you found somewhere on the net and you think should be broadcast, then cool, send it to us. We'll sort it out. We'll put it on the air. The other reason that you would want to contact us is because you want to be informed of the updates. What updates? Well, this show is going to go out every week. A different show, of course, you know. What's the point in sending the same show out every week? There's going to be a different show every week. You're probably going to want to know what's on the show. You're going to want to know about upcoming events. You're going to want to know about, I don't know, stuff you want to know about. I don't know, we're only just starting off now, so I don't know what you're going to want to know, if you know what I mean, you know? Right. Big pause there while I figure out what the hell I was just saying. That's right. Yeah, you're going to want to contact us. Why do you want to contact us? So we can send you an email when something important happens. It doesn't really matter what it is. I mean, do you want to be the only person that's not knowing about a brand new exploit because it's just come out? You've been away. You're not on whatever mailing list. You're not on VulnDev or whatever. We can send you an email, or we can send you an email telling you about the next show that's coming up. Register your interest in certain categories, if you like. We're going to try and sort out some kind of category registering interest thing on the website. So you can type in your name. You can say, okay, this is my name. This is my email address. And this is what I'm interested in. So let's say you put in name Joe Blogs, email joe.blogs@localhost.com. And notice that was clever. You see, I'll put localhost.com because I bet you there's people sitting out there thinking, joe.blogs, and what's he just said? Let's make a note of that and spam that address. Don't go spamming any addresses, all right? I won't be happy. And then you can put next to your name what you're interested in. So you can tick the coding box. Then next time Sulfur does his coding tutorial, we can send you out an email saying, right, Sulfur's doing his coding tutorial. So come and listen to it. Okay. One thing you're probably sitting there thinking, I'm not going to sign up for anything because I've done this before. I've signed up, I've put in my Hotmail email address, and I've got like a million porn banners back and stuff. Well, we're not going to distribute your email address. Okay, that's a Havoc promise. What's the Havoc promise? Well, I'll explain what the Havoc promise is, but first of all, let's just talk about your email address. If you submit your email address to us, it's not going to go anywhere. We're not going to submit it to any companies. We're not going to try and make money off it. There's no need for that. If you want proof of that, go to the website. You'll see there's no adverts on there. Yeah, there's links to other sites, links to affiliates of the Havoc, okay? But there's no banners that earn us money, okay? If there's no banners on the website, that's the easiest way of making money. Why do we want to go off and have all the trouble trying to sell your email address to somebody else? You need like a stack of a million of these email addresses before you get like a penny for them. So we're not going to do that. But yes, this is the Havoc promise, okay? The Havoc promise means a lot to us, all right? It's your way of knowing that we're for real, and it's your way of knowing that we're going to deliver. It's also our way of earning your trust and your respect. We treat it really seriously. Go and ask anyone who's worked with us. If we abuse the trust, and say if we don't deliver what we promise you, then we lose your trust, you go elsewhere, and we lose you. The Havoc, it's driven by its users, okay? We've got no like huge sponsorship. We've got no big deals with Microsoft. I keep saying that word. Why would Microsoft sponsor us? Why would Microsoft sponsor anything? We've got no big deals with any big companies that are gonna pay us money or whatever. So the only affiliation we've got is to you, the users. The Havoc is driven by its users. Without you, the Havoc's nothing. We need to keep you. That's why we will keep our promises. Why is the Havoc so user-centred? Well, let's talk about the Havoc being user-centred. This is a good thing. This is a good thing for you. We're setting up a structure on the website, basically, that means you, the users, listeners, if you like, are going to benefit out of this. Every broadcast that we're going to broadcast, you know, I really need to get myself a dictionary. I'm going to have a look around here for a dictionary. Like Microsoft Word, and no, I want a thesaurus, and it's a thesaurus that gives you other words. Another word for broadcast, transmit. Okay, every broadcast that we transmit, I'm getting good at this whole radio thing, aren't I? Every broadcast that we transmit is going to be archived on the website for you to go back to, for you to look at and to download or to listen to at any time. That's something I've just got sorted out now. The streaming from the website, as you probably noticed, is now working. Thank God, finally sorted that out. Got around to doing that. It's the easiest thing in the world to do, but you never think of it until you actually have to do it. Yeah, streaming on websites, it's just the whole M3U and then MP3 thing just doesn't quite click until you actually look at it and then have to do it yourself. Anyway, fair enough. What the hell was I talking about? I keep doing this. Keep going off and talking about something else and then coming back and forgetting what I was talking about. Yes, that's right. All right. Broadcasts. They're going to be archived on the website, so you can go to them, go look in the archives, search for a broadcast that you want to listen to, or just search, see if anything takes your fancy. Then stream it or download it and play it back. Just imagine this, okay? Why is this going to work? Well, imagine this. What's better? Let's say you've... You've got an option. You've got your website, which is, say, 50 pages of HTML telling you how to code in using the Visual C++ 6 MFCs, for instance. You know, just making this up the top of my head, all right? You've got your 50 web pages that are telling you some part of coding in the foundation classes for Visual C++, okay? You either have a choice, okay? You either read all those 50 web pages, and if you don't understand them the first time, then you're pretty screwed, okay? There's nothing you can do. You read them once, you read them twice. If you don't understand the 10th time, you're not going to understand the 20th, the 30th, or the 50th. You're pretty screwed, okay? If they're on Microsoft's pages, you could email for help, but you're going to have to pay for that, okay? I'm going to come back to this in, like, 2 seconds here. This is why this station's going to work. What's better, you reading 50 web pages, okay, 50 HTML pages, or an interactive discussion? Yeah, an interactive discussion, okay? The speakers that we're going to have on the station, let's say the guy's talking to you about coding, you can contact them directly. Everyone's got an email address at the Havoc domain, so you can send an email to them. With every slot, there'll be like a little information text that you can look at, see who the author was, see how to contact them, etc. You can contact them, send them your question, and they can respond to it. You know, if they're doing the slot live, we're going to try and do as many slots of these as live as possible, okay? As live as possible. We're going to do as many slots as possible live. That's what I meant to say. Well, what does that mean? That means that the broadcast can be sitting here chatting away to you now. I can be chatting away to you now. Something I've said at the start of this broadcast, you can say, what the hell does that mean? Send me an email. I'm going to sit here and go, wait, there's an email, and read it. Read out what you've said to me on the air, and that's it. You know, give you an answer straight on the air. So within 30 seconds or whatever, you've got your answer. That's exactly what you want. You can speak with the, going back to the actual slots, I mean, you can speak with the guys that do what they do day in, day out, the real pros, okay? These guys like do it for a living, or they do it all the time. Members of the big groups, if they're seen as, the people you've heard of, like people from, you know, Codemasters, the guys that write the games, the PlayStation games and all that. You know, how would you feel if you had a tutorial online here, broadcast by one of the Codemasters guys? Great, eh? What more can you want? The other thing is, how good is this for you? Okay, how good is this for you, the user? Let's say I'm sitting here. One of the things that I'm going to be talking to you about is networking and the whole NT 2000 security architecture and all that kind of stuff. So let's say I'm talking to you about, certificate servers. How to set up certificate servers? What do they mean to you? What is IPsec, IPv6, all that kind of stuff? And you're sitting there. I say something and you don't understand it. You can send me an email and I can give you an answer straight away, either on the air or in a private email or back on the website. Any one of those three ways. You do that with Microsoft, you're going to be paying like 250 quid UK pounds, 250 quid a time to do that, okay? This is like your own personal technical support service here. You've got this going good, right? This is why you want to stick with us.
ways to submit to us.
I've been saying email a bit here. We're going to have other things. We're going to have an IRC channel open while the show's going on, so you can get into the channel and basically real-time chat onto it. So if I'm sitting here, I'm doing a live broadcast, I can read off the channel, and if there's anything interesting that pops up, anything worthwhile that needs reading out, then I'll just read it out. It's straight on the air straight away. So that's basically as live as you can get it, to be honest. Let's have a think. What else do I need to talk to you about? Well, right now, there's not a lot. This is, like I say, this is the preliminary broadcast. It's about time to wrap this up, okay? This is like publicity, if you like. It's some information, if you want. It's here so you can keep coming back to it, have a listen to it, get some ideas about the station. Just, you know, hear me talk to you a little bit about what you can expect. By no means, this is all you can expect. You can expect far, far more. There's a lot of surprises in for store. You know, I'm having this real problem talking in English since I started this station. You know, I used to be pretty good with the whole speaking words thing. And then you start this station and you sit here with your microphone and you know what you're going to say and you try and say it and you just can't. You know, it comes out as crap. Just like verbal diarrhea. You can't stop yourself from saying rubbish. I know this is a problem some of the guys are going to have. The other problems that they're going to have is they're not going to know what to say for the first time in their lives. So anyway, yeah, back to what I was saying. This is basically it. The only things that I can say now, just to wrap this up, go to the website, submit your email address, get in contact with us. If you're not in contact with us, we can't contact you. Then you're just going to miss out on you. No need for that. What else do you need to know? Well, let's see, the website's up, the whole structure's up, MP3s are going to be streaming or straight for download. Go check the website out, www.thehavoc.co.uk, again for like the 15th time. Send us an email if you've got any ideas, if you've got any suggestions, or if you can help us out, you know, if you can give us some, not even just broadcast stuff or even information, but if you can give us resources like FTP space, real server space to stream real video even. I'm going to get a webcam sorted out here and going to try and stream some video at some point. Whenever I get that sorted out. Anyway, this is all being a bit of a nightmare. I'm just going to tell you about the setup. I've basically got a whole bunch of computers here. I've got the information on one. I'm recording this onto another. I'm encoding it on a third. It's all a right nightmare. And on top of that, my cable connection ain't even here yet. They promised this to me before Christmas, right? Signed up for my cable connection let's see. Hang on, let me just look at my little electronic calendar down here. It's the 19th of December today. 19th December 2000. I signed up for my cable internet way back in November 2000, and they said to me, "Oh yeah, don't worry about it. It'll be in before Christmas. My arse." Spoke to them last week. They said, "Yeah, we've got a confirmed date for you." I said, "That's great. When is it?" And he said, "5th of January." 5th of January. What use is that to anyone? It's after Christmas, isn't it? Oh well. So anyway, the leash line's coming on the 5th of January. The first broadcast date is going to be the 12th of January 2000. Yeah, the 12th of January 2000, okay? That's a Friday. We're in England here, so we're working on GMT. Greenwich Mean Time, people. Keep up with it all, yeah? Let me just have a think about it now. I'm going to decide on a broadcast time. I'd say probably around the 7, 8 o'clock in the evening mark. We're probably going to be doing a unique broadcast every Friday and repeat the broadcast on Saturday. Just for no apparent reason until I get some more resources and get things more set up. You know, I want to go live with this as soon as possible, but there's a lot of work behind it, as you can probably understand. It's not something that's going to be set up immediately, so it's going to take a bit of time, unfortunately. Well, fortunately, unfortunately, I don't know. As you can tell by this broadcast, we're not exactly polished by now. To get it sounding as good as it's going to sound, we're going to spend like hours on post-production. And the post-production here, well, let's see, it's me and a copy of Cool Edit and a whole bunch of WAV files, so it's not really great, you know. You think of these radio stations, they've got like huge banks of equipment, and they can sit there and flip a switch and play a mini disc here and play a CD there and mix their voice in and crossfade this, and it's like, yeah, I've got a little switch here. I've got a little button and it says crossfade, and then I have to manually drag it. Yeah, I've got a little scroll bar and I have to manually drag it from 0 to 100 and then back to 0 to get my little crossfade. Like, you know, we're working with limited technology here. Yeah, it's the year 2000, almost the year 2001, and we're still working with manual crossfades here. And that's probably because I don't actually have any equipment rather than the fact that the technology doesn't exist. Yeah, that's a good thing we should talk about, isn't it? How to get me cheap technology easy to make this web radio station better. See, I've done it again. Web radio station. What the hell is a web radio station? Radio station better. Anyway, I'm just rambling on here. Like I say, this is only a broadcast just to tell you about what's coming up, what you can expect. So that's about it, really. It's about time to wrap this up. Thanks for listening to us. Keep checking the website. Submit your email address. Again, I'll say it again and again and again. Contact us. Get on the station. Yeah, if you contact us, you can get on the station. If you're on the station, your voice is out there. It's going to be heard by millions of people. Millions and millions and millions of people. Or maybe a few less than that, but... You know, it's going to be big. It is going to be big. You know it's going to be big. I mean, how good is going to be having your own personal technical service, having a broadcast, having people actually talk to you about all the things you've ever wanted to know? There's a lot of information out there. Only a few people have it. Let's get the information out there, right? Get on the station. Have your say. Get on the first show right now. Yeah, that's a good point, right? Send us an email right now. You can get on the first show. We will be taking submissions for the first show right up until just before the first show. Broadcast date will be the 12th of January, 11th will be the Thursday, 10th. 10th of January is the last date you can get broadcast in for the first show, okay? So if you want to get broadcast in now, email us, tell us you want to do it, create it, send it to us, okay? Technical details, when you email us, we'll sort all that out with you. I'm not going to go into that now, there's no point for it, all right? Keep checking back to the website, keep looking for updates, and... that's about it, really. I mean, get on board right now, people. It's going to be big. There's not a lot more I can say to you, and I'm going to see you soon. I know you're going to keep coming back, and I know you're going to keep listening. Okay, take it easy, people. I'll be speaking to you soon. Deathbase signing off for the Havoc Free Net Radio Station. Oh, hang on. Yep, little crossfade button again. You see that crossfade button there? Right, here we go. Nice sound effect coming. Get ready for it. And again, Deathbase signing off for the Havoc Free Net Radio Station. I'll see you all later.